Got to win in the playoffs. 3 o'clock hour. Who are we talking about? Mike McCarthy. Got to win in the playoffs, man.
That's like my boy Lamar.
You seem to be on the side of everybody that's about to get fired.
I think that there is a quick knee-jerk reaction to in the year 2024 that has not existed in previous years.
But Ireland, when you have championship expectations and you completely collapse the way Philadelphia has and then Dallas has, come on, it's not like...
But Michael, the Warriors have championship expectations. You want to fire Steve Kerr?
Well, not this year.
Why not? No, because he's won a bunch.
They absolutely did have.
When they had.
You don't think they thought they could compete for a title this year?
No, for a playoff.
Everybody
spot,
was
title.
Saying that they were going to compete for a title
this year.
Yes.
No, I didn't hear that at all.
Yeah.
But when they got Kevin Durant, and then when they before that, they were expected to get to the finals. If they didn't, if they got knocked out in the first round,
let me do an NBA to NFL comp.
Okay.
All right. Nick Sirianni probably getting fired, right?
Yeah, probably.
Mike McCarthy probably getting fired.
Definitely.
Right? Okay. If the Lakers didn't make the playoffs this year, I wouldn't fire Darvin Ham. If Phoenix didn't make the playoffs, I wouldn't fire Frank Vogel. These guys just got here. Nick Sirianni's been there for 3 years. That's nothing.
That's nothing. No.
Sirianni, by the way, I think there are two different cases here. Sirianni was just in the Super Bowl last year. I think that's different. Mike McCarthy hasn't gotten a sniff of the Super Bowl since he's been in Dallas.
Well, let me ask you this two ways. Yeah. First, do you think Nick Sirianni gets replaced?
Sounds like it, yeah.
Would you fire him?
No.
Either would I.
Yeah.
That's my
but
point.
But Mike McCarthy, absolutely.
Well, if you can get Bill Belichick, that's an upgrade.
No matter what.
For the Cowboys? What's he done since Brady left? Can't even make the playoffs, Ireland?
Right. 29-37 without Tom Brady.
Well, how's Bill Belichick when he has a quarterback?
Oh, that's a good point.
But how is he with the quarterback not named Tom Brady?
I
don't think he's going to Dallas because wasn't he the general manager in New England as well as the coach?
Yeah, but the general manager in Dallas is Stephen Jones, Jerry's son.
Kind of Jerry Jones is
right.
Jerry Jones is the owner, president, and the general manager.
I could see Bill turning it down, but I think the Cowboys, if you're a Cowboy fan and you say, okay, we could have Mike McCarthy or Bill Belichick, same roster, no other changes, who would you rather have?
Let's stick with McCarthy.
Really?
I do not want Bill Belichick.
You'd rather have McCarthy, though?
Yeah, I'd rather have McCarthy than Bill Belichick.
So I'm the only one who'd rather have Belichick? Pepe, how about you?
No, I stay with McCarthy.
He can't even make the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm the only one.
Not a great talent evaluator.
No.
Especially in the last couple of years. Hasn't won.
He's been in 9 Super Bowls. He forgot how to coach.
Yeah, that's Tom Brady. Yes.
Okay.
29-37 without Tom Brady.
What's he done since Brady left Ireland? Has he made the playoffs?
Zip.
Wait a minute.
I think they did make the playoffs last year, if I'm not mistaken. Somebody look that up.
Or one of the years Brady's been gone.
One of the years Brady's been gone, they went.
If Aaron Rodgers would have been in New England with Belichick, what would have happened?
Super Bowls.
One after the other, right?
Right.
So,
although Tom Brady's got intangible.
Wait.
Aaron Rodgers
Tom Brady,
won one Super Bowl.
Belichick together. Rodgers, Belichick together. Because they both are great quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's a good coach.
See, I think that if Bill Belichick went to Dallas, and that feels like a Jerry Jones hire to me.
Me too. Get Up did an hour on this.
Yeah, they do an hour on the Cowboys every day. By the way, I'm sick of it, Greenberg. There are other teams in the league besides the Cowboys.
Well, today they did a lot of Steelers, and I think they're going to start doing...
I hope they start doing some NBA.
Uh-huh. Belichick went to the playoffs in 2021. With
okay,
New England.
There you go. So he did have one playoff
berth. Is Tomlin staying in?
He's staying. Yeah.
He says he's coming back for more.
Yeah, he just didn't like that one question after the game.
Yeah, by
which
the way,
was funny.
If he knew that he was leaning towards coming back one more year, that's a very easy... Ask me that question.
You going to come back for next year?
I'm not even thinking about that right now. I just lost. I just got eliminated. I'll cross that bridge when I get to it. I know why you asked it, but it's not on my mind.
I like better walking out on it. I thought walking out on it was one of the funniest things of the week.
But walking out means everybody says, oh, he's leaving.
Yeah, right. Yeah. What's better for us? Ooh,
yeah,
he's leaving.
True. That's true.
All right, so yesterday we played a brilliant new song.
Did you hear the song, Pepe?
No.
By Chandler Jones. I'll tell you, this is...
You know who Chandler Jones is, right? Used to play for the Patriots, played for the Raiders, and he's out of the league now. This, Pepe, I guarantee you, this song is terrible, but when you hear it, you'll be singing it in your head driving home tonight. Hit it, Brian.
Brian, wrong one.
This is
we
the
wanted
Bill Belichick,
song. From yesterday.
Yeah, the Bill Belichick song from yesterday.
Oh, Bill Belichick.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, how I miss you.
I just want to kiss you.
Uh-huh. Come on. Sing it, Chandler.
Oh, Bill Belichick.
Now, this repeats a couple times. A couple. Rid of you, right?
Kind of
what is he going to rhyme with rid of you? Okay, rid of you. What rhymes? Let me make some stew, of course.
I bid you adieu.
That rhymes. Okay, so you got the general drift there.
They're kind of bluesy team, too.
Yeah, bluesy.
Yeah, exactly.
So yesterday we said, well, why don't we have
Bill Belichick?
Why don't we have a song like the Bill Belichick
song?
And there's a guy named Jeremiah Witten who has done a number of
every
songs
time we
for
ask
us.
This guy to come up with something musical, he comes up big.
Yeah, and he...
We have not heard this, though.
Here is the song that Jeremiah Witten composed for Mason and Ireland.
Yeah.
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 Very Chris Stapleton there. Yes.
This is better than Chandler Jones.
Better. Okay, hit me with the chorus.
It's kind of too slow.
I love him, man.
Smooth. Yeah, this is actually that Tennessee Whiskey song by Chris Stapleton.
I don't like it.
You know, like, did you ever hear the one the two girls did for us?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
that
was a good one.
That the girls did?
That was a good one.
Yeah.
John, take it for a second, because I got to go have a coughing thing.
All right, good. All right, so coming up in 30 minutes from now, is Potpourri of Lies.
Yes.
So whenever we have Pepe do a game, he puts a lot of work into it, which we appreciate. But Pepe, oftentimes your facts are incorrect. Have you prepared an actual correct set of questions for today's show?
Okay, I resent what you just said, okay?
Tell me why.
And you repeated it already, because I was listening to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell me why
and
you
everybody
resent
agree.
It.
Because I check every single thing because I know you guys. Mm-hmm. I'm not like certain person that asks for a horse. the horse, and then the commissioner said Porsche, and he said no, it's Ferrari. The Porsche has a horse, right?
Yes, Porsche does have a horse.
Correct. Okay.
Right in the middle of the emblem.
And what does Vegas have?
There you go. See, that is a lie. He
it's
never checks his facts.
Wait a minute. What is a lie? That Vegas believe. Doesn't have any horses?
No. That he said that only Ferrari had el caballo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was their. That's their logo. A horse.
Yeah, a horse.
But also Porsche.
What do they have?
El caballo.
The caballo. There now he's Pepe smart now.
El caballo.
He's figured it out.
El caballo.
Well, that was. Fascinating the other night. I got to give the background of this story, and I have to explain it carefully. Pepe explained to me that in Spanish, you cannot say the name Chet Holmgren because Chet in Spanish is a bad word.
Yes.
So what did you call him?
No,
did
no,
you
no.
just say Holmgren?
No. Thomas.
Or did you, oh, you Thomas. Thomas, you called him by his middle name.
Yeah. C. Thomas
do you,
Holmgren.
Do you explain to the audience what you're doing?
Wait a second. You said something wrong.
What did I say? Carla. Correct me.
You
what
said
I
that word... In Spanish, it's something wrong.
It sounds like a bad word, right?
If you pronounce it wrong.
But if I just say Chet on your broadcast, would people think I'm saying a bad word?
No, because your pronunciation is right. But for the people that it's hard for us to pronounce that word, right. It sounds like
it. Sounds like a bad word.
How do you say it?
What do you mean? How do you say it? We don't say it. What's wrong with you?
No, he said he calls him by his middle name.
If you were with me, if you were doing the game with me tonight, and I said, Pepe, who's playing center for Oklahoma City?
Thomas. Holmgren.
You wouldn't say Chet because you were afraid that the Spanish speaking audience would be offended.
And they are going to complain. Are you kidding me? Listen to horse.
Yeah.
Well, how does it sound? Say Chet.
No.
It's a swear
because
word
to
for
his
him.
Audience. That's a four letter word.
No, well, not
which
only
four letter
no,
word
to the people here. I mean,
well, it's not to us.
I said Chet.
No, I'm not going to say
50 times.
The commissioner, if I said it, that's wrong.
Wait, Greg,
why is that?
Do you know
that's
going to
sound like the S
that
word?
The word Chet in Spanish sounds like you're saying the S word.
I mean, if you say it in a certain way, sure.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that's right.
But Chet, you can say it fine. Here.
Yeah, you can say it here.
What? No.
No. If my mom calls up and says it, I know what Vip is talking about because of the accent. So
the
it,
accent,
it sounds
exactly.
Different.
But you're saying the guy's name.
I mean,
so here, Pepe, just for an example, there, that same word is used on a TV show that I'm rewatching right now.
Yeah.
Schitt's Creek, you can say.
Exactly. Oh, you can say Schitt's Creek.
Yeah. It's a name.
I'm not going to say it. Okay.
Hey, Pepe, come over here and meet Chet Holmgren. Say hello to Chet.
Say hello to Chet.
Come on,
say,
Pepe.
Just say, hey, Chet.
Hi, Chet.
Hey, Chet.
How are you, Chet?
I'm going
to
say
nice to meet you, Chet.
I'm going to say hi.
Hi, there you go.
Hi. What does this say my name?
That's right.
Say my name.
Say my name. What if he goes all Heisenberg on you?
I won.
All right, coming up next, the Clippers are doing something. I hate the Clippers, but they're doing something that I hate that I love.
I don't know if it'll work.
We'll talk about it coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Have a little mythical money action. I've got a three-leg parlay for tonight's Mavericks-Lakers game. Ready?
Yeah. Lay it on me.
$5,000 mythical dollars. I'll email this to you, Bergman. AD over 27.5 points.
I like that.
LeBron over 1.5 threes. Oh, didn't get a big rousing yes on that.
How many?
1.5.
I think he'll hit it.
Okay. And Austin Reeves over 5.5 assists.
I actually think you got a good chance to win that whole thing.
Yeah, that's going to be the bet.
By the way, Michael, the answer you were looking for. Oh, I'm sorry, Mason.
I was going to say, whenever we do Mythical Money, it is brought to you by our friends at Prize Picks. They are the largest and number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members go to prizepicks.com/710. Use code 710 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Michael, we're trying to figure out who won the Heisman the year after Lamar Jackson. It was Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. Lamar had a better year in his junior year, and he had his sophomore year.
And
he still didn't win it.
So it's Baker Mayfield, two number one draft picks in that Detroit-Tampa game, because Baker went number one and Jared Goff went number one.
Yeah. The same thing happened in the,
Rams game. In the Rams game, yeah. I'm rooting like hell for the Lions.
Why? They beat your team.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I'm from that part of the world. Mm-hmm. I knew a lot of long-suffering Lions fans. I like Jared Goff. I've rooted for Jared Goff since he left, except for Sunday night. So I'm going to be with them. By the way, your bet, Ireland, with Momo, you've got San Francisco and Baltimore. She's got everybody else.
Right.
The favorite to be the Super Bowl at 9-4 odds, San Francisco versus Baltimore.
Right, but Baltimore has a way of kind of folding up in the postseason, so that's the team I'm worried about. But San Francisco, I think, is going to make it. But here's something interesting. When San Francisco has lost this year, they've lost to quarterbacks who throw the ball all over the field.
Yes.
Who can spread it around and really wing it. Isn't that kind of what Jordan Love's been doing for about 6 weeks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Remember when I said that Jordan Love was really
good? Yeah, me too. I said the same thing.
So they have a chance.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
He didn't.
Pepe
didn't.
And I agreed on that. That was a big point of agreement.
Didn't.
Yeah. I'm still going to wave.
You'll be the only one.
Yeah. All right. So here's what I wanted to do. John, there is a story about the, we don't talk about the Clippers much.
Mm-hmm.
I hate the Clippers, but I hate that I love this thing that they're going to try. So at their new building, the, what do they call it? The Ballmer Dome.
The Intuit Dome.
It'll always be the Ballmer Dome to me. The Clippers have released rules for what they call the wall, which is this new section of 51 uninterrupted rows. In that section, in the wall, you're not allowed to cheer for the opposing team. You cannot wear opponent's gear, and tickets can only be resold in Clippers Marketplace. Now, here's what I don't know. It says a season on the wall, if you want to be on the wall, if you went there for the whole season, $5,000 to $25,000. So it's $5,000 is pretty cheap, right, for every single home Clippers game.
Right. But here's what I don't get. Maybe you guys can help me figure this out. So let's say I'm a Clipper fan and I buy tickets in the wall.
Yeah.
All right. And I can't go that night. And they're playing the Lakers. So I give them to you.
Right.
Mace. Because I know you're a Laker fan.
Sure.
And you would want to go to the game.
Yep.
And you show up in a Lakers sweatshirt. What are they going to do to you?
Yeah. See, I don't think there's any way to stop. So you're not allowed to. It's be your constitutional rights. I believe you'd go to the Constitution and you say, I have a right to sit here.
Michael will back me up on this. Every arena we go to, and we obviously go to every arena in the league, 28 of them because the Lakers and the Clippers play in the same one. So I guess it'd be 29. There are purple and gold in every section in the building, no matter what. Mm-hmm. So the Clippers are just going to, when the Lakers play the Clippers at the Intuit Dome, anybody who wears purple and gold in the wall is getting thrown out?
They can't.
No, they can't throw them out.
So how, but you just read me the rules. The rules say no opposing teams.
Yeah,
gear.
But I don't think you're allowed to kick somebody out for wearing something else,
right,
are you?
Right. So with that in mind, how can that rule exist? How
they
can it work?
They will move that person to another section.
So here's what they're going
for. But I paid for that seat.
But what they're going
maybe
for,
they
John,
give you a better seat.
What they're going for is to create.
I'm a Laker fan. They give me a worse seat.
They're trying to create like the 3252 with LAFC. They want a cheering section of just Clippers fans in that. Now, you're right. I don't think you can stop somebody from wearing Lakers gear on the wall.
Right. Like, we don't stop Clipper Darryl from showing up in that god-awful blue and red suit.
Oh, my God. He's still wearing that thing.
Security guard tried to.
I mean, and he walks in and yells, let's go, Clippers, let's go, right behind us, and we just let him be. Mm-hmm. So if a Laker fan does something similar, they're going to get rid of him?
Try to do the Laker-Clipper games when the Clippers are home team. All the way in the hockey booth.
Yeah.
With a whole bunch of people around in front of you, and they are rooting for the Clippers. And they stand up and they don't let you.
Pepe, we have a game next week. We have a Clipper home game, Lakers versus Clippers. I guarantee you there will be fans from both teams spread out throughout the building.
Oh, totally.
So if this game was at the Intuit Dome and some of those fans worked their way into the wall, Mace, what happens?
Right. It's a really small section in the building.
They need a small section.
It's just right here, 51
rows. 4,500 seats is a pretty significant number.
So it goes from 5,000 to 25,000?
To 25,000, yeah.
Like if you're all the way up, it's 5,000?
There's a bunch of stuff in here. Like you've got to be certified as a Clippers fan to buy tickets on the wall. Now, how are you going to certify somebody as a Clippers fan?
Let's say I am a Clippers fan.
Right, you're certified and you've gone through the process.
And I buy season tickets in the wall.
Right.
Okay? And then I'm out of town for whatever reason, and I call my friend Steve Mason, who I know is a Laker fan, and I say, Mace, you want my Lakers-Clippers tickets for next Tuesday? You say, sure. You throw on your Lakers hoodie. You go to the game, sit in my seats. What do they do to
you? Well,
why would they do that, though?
Bergman, I'm going to read this from the website. The section is for Clippers fans only. If you choose to be part of the wall, you and your guests cannot cheer for the opposing team or wear any gear that supports our opponents. Break these rules, and you'll lose access to this section.
Right, but so they're throwing you out?
Yeah.
You didn't do anything wrong.
No.
You'll lose access to the section.
You, the owner of the tickets, will lose action.
But I didn't do anything. I just gave the tickets to Mace.
Yeah. In order to maintain this section exclusively for Clippers fans, only certified fans can buy tickets to the wall. More importantly, ticket resale can only take place in the Clippers marketplace.
Well, the Lakers have their own marketplace for tickets, and I think their fans from other teams in there sometimes.
And let's say that you are a Clipper fan, you have the tickets and all that, and then you sell them to me and you said, but you have to be a Clipper fan. Oh, yeah, I am a Clipper fan, and then I'm not.
Right, and you can go wearing what you're wearing now, which is a Lakers shirt, and then they're going to kick you out of there?
No, they're going to take away. Bergman, what are you talking about?
They are. Also, if you're buying tickets to the wall, why would you even think about selling it to a Laker fan or giving it to a Laker fan? They wouldn't happen. That's what you're doing.
No. Because I'm friends with Mason and he's a Laker fan.
Yeah, but you wouldn't give it to that. That's why you're buying tickets to the wall so that you're in a section that's just Clipper
fans. Yeah, that is true. If I'm a Lakers fan, that's probably the place I don't want to sit.
Oh, no. They would go.
Uninterrupted rows of Clippers fans? I don't care.
We're in 3252. You can't wear Columbus Crew.
Yeah, you can't wear Columbus Crew stuff at the 3252 at LAFC.
Do you think if I gave those tickets to Laura?
I'm wearing my Laker stuff.
Yeah,
O'Shea Jackson Jr.
You're not going to give it to a Laker fan if you're a Clipper fan that's in that section.
They say literally.
Why would you do that? You're buying a Clipper-only section for a reason. You know what you're doing when you're buying that.
They will.
But you wouldn't troll your own team.
No, but here's my thing, though. Like, and I said this when you sent this last night. I was like, how many, let's be real, okay? You guys can come at me, whatever. There's not a lot of Clipper fans.
There are enough to fill the building once.
You know what I mean?
They just keep coming back.
It's just like, I'm just saying, I love the idea.
You're just taking shots to take shots.
No, but I love the idea. I don't know how it's going to work because a lot of the-
I don't think it can work.
Yeah, that's my
point. I think
it's
going to work.
It absolutely will work.
I think it's going to work. I think it's going to be a thing.
You know what? It's going to create a lot of problems between the fans if somebody wears the wrong-
Well, they say they won't let them in if they're wearing Laker stuff or any other team
stuff. If you have a ticket, they're going to kick you out. They have to give you another seat.
You can't do it at 3252. They will not let you in with a Galaxy.
Well, this is for their certified fans. They're certifying.
Well, I will tell you this. My buddy Derek Hall, who runs the Diamondbacks, there was a Dodgers-Diamondback game where somehow Dodger fans got those dugout seats behind home plate, and Derek moved them.
There you go.
I'll give you two choices. You can take off the Dodger gear or you can move. And they
you
said,
can't tell people to take off the gear.
Well, that's what they did. And these people said, we'll move.
Yeah.
What?
That's rude.
Take off that Baltimore hat.
Yeah, but they have to give you some
seats. They put them somewhere else where they weren't on camera. So if the Clippers are going down that road, and
it sounds like they are,
they're going to start throwing people out who don't do anything wrong. It's just bad business.
Yeah, I know you guys don't all watch Seinfeld, but this is the same kind of thing that happened.
Elaine with the Orioles hat.
With the Orioles hat, they said you got to take it off or you have to go, and they kicked her out.
And she refused, and they threw her out.
And by the way, there are how many seats are in this place?
4,500.
In the total building.
Oh, I think like 20,000.
You don't think they can limit people from being in this particular 55-row section? Because they say they're going to. They're going to enforce it.
I think we're going to find out.
Yeah. Yeah, they say you're not allowed, and you'll lose access to the section.
Even in the USC student section at football games, there'll be a couple of guys in
there. Right, but think about it through the LAFC prism. There are no Columbus Crew fans. There are no Seattle Sounders fans in the 3252. That section is set aside for LAFC fans and those supporter groups. It sounds like that's what they're trying to create at the Ballmer Dome. I'll be interested to see if it works.
It's a different kind of people that go to soccer games. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're trying to recreate it.
They're doing the exact same
thing.
Listen,
they get points for trying stuff. The one thing I'll say is he's a good owner.
Well, compared to the last guy, he's the best.
He just found, what, $5 billion in his pocket and built a building? Mm-hmm. I mean, Shadano's been there. He says it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be great.
Yeah, but this will be interesting to see. But, John, you're right. This does create a dynamic where you technically could say, no, you're not allowed to sit here because you're wearing Lakers gear or any other opponent gear, like Derek Hall did at the Arizona Diamondbacks.
I just think it's a hard ask to the fans.
We're going
to
find out.
There's going to be a lot of problems.
Yeah, there definitely is. All right, so coming up next, John, Michael, Pepe, I said yesterday on the show that I do not believe that this team as currently constructed can compete for an NBA championship. And something needs to happen at the trade deadline, and I suspect it will. But in the meantime, I've got some NBA power rankings, and I want you guys to try to figure out the way Zach Harper has everybody ranked. Zach Harper from The Athletic. That's coming up next for you. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, if you listen to the show, you know I love cryotherapy. That's when you use ice to calm your sore muscles and joints. And I used to go to a cryotherapy place and drop $50 to $75 every time I went in there. And I had to go 2-3 times a week. And so it was a major expense. That was before Icebot Active. Icebot Active have compression shirts and pants that contain ice cold gel packs. You put these shirts or these pants on. And at least in my case, I immediately feel better. One of these shirts, you know, costs a little more than $100. And when you use them, you immediately are less sore and you can go on with your active lifestyle. This is a product that I know well. James Worthy is one of the owners of the company. And the best way to explain this is to have you go to the website, icebodactive.com, icebodactive.com. If you go there, you'll see a testimonial from a doctor. You'll see James Worthy on there. It'll answer any questions that you have. But if you believe in cryotherapy like I do, if you're somebody who uses ice after you're active, they have invented a better way to ice. Check out that website. And I'm sure if you buy one of these Icebot Active shirts or the pants, I hope you like it as much as I do because it's helped me tremendously stay more active as I've gotten older. Icebot Active, Icebot Active.
Once.
Now, were these guys a one-hit wonder? Katrina and the Waves?
Oh, absolutely.
I've
told the story, but I got once set up on a date with Katrina.
Sorry for her.
Katrina. It didn't really happen for her. She was not walking on sunshine after that. By the way, your girl, Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah. She's just misunderstood.
She is in the Mean Girls movie, and she got $500,000 for a cameo.
Yeah, and she's mad.
Spoiler.
Because
it's in all the papers. The papers.
They make fun of her in the movie.
Oh,
and
do
now,
they?
So apparently her and Tina are at odds over this.
Anybody see this movie yet? No?
Emily. Nobody?
You know, it's a musical.
Yeah, it's a musical. It's up your alley.
How have you not seen it yet?
Yeah, I'll get to it.
I was wrong, Ireland. Jim Otto, 86 years old.
Oh, good.
The old center for the Raiders, still alive.
Good.
All right. So yesterday we had this conversation, and I think if we're being honest, and one of us can be, I look at this particular Laker roster as constructed right now and look at the way they're playing, and I think this team right now cannot win a championship. Now, that doesn't mean that Rob Pelinka can't pull another rabbit out of his hat at the trade deadline, but there better be a friggin' rabbit if they want to win an NBA title.
All right, so let's address that part of the discussion. This team is basically the same team that they had in the playoffs last year.
After the trade deadline, for the most part.
And they made it to the Final Four.
Right.
So why couldn't they do it again?
John. I want to make this clear. They, in a league that is predicated on offense,
right?
They have taken fewer three-pointers than any team in the league. In a league that is predicated on offense, they are last in giving up the most open threes in the league. No team gives up more open threes than the Lakers, and nobody shoots less threes than the Lakers.
Okay, but we're at exactly the halfway point of the season. We've played 41 games. Their record this year is one game better than it was last
year. Here's the difference. Last year, they started out at 2-10 and started playing great. This year, they started out really hot. Now they're in the can. The season is going the opposite direction than it was last year.
I disagree.
You disagree?
I do. They just beat Oklahoma City.
They're like 5-15 since the in-season tournament. Come on.
What do you think? They played 21 home games. What do you think their record is?
I don't know. 500?
No, 14-7.
14-7, okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, if they just keep winning the home games, they'll be fine.
So you believe do nothing, this team can win a title?
No, I think he's going to make a trade.
But do you believe do nothing, this team can win a title?
I think Denver is the team that worries me. I don't know how we get past Denver, but there isn't another team in the West that I would pick the Lakers. I'd pick against the Lakers if they were in a seven-game series.
Even though they're the 10 seed right now and would have to play in.
It's only the half.
Yeah, but they're going the wrong direction,
but
Pepe.
No. You have to see the glass half full.
Okay? No, I have to tell the truth.
All right, okay, Mr.
My job is not to make the glass half full. My job is to tell the truth.
Well, that's your truth.
That is my truth. So you think they can win a championship right now?
Yes, they are, because they if they concentrate on what they're supposed to do, they play really good. They played really good against Oklahoma
City. Are you looking at your paycheck right now? Michael, what about you?
This team is built for the second half of the season. I'm not concerned about right now. They're in a nice spot right now. As long as they stay around the play in, I think after the All-Star games, when you see this team really kick off.
Now, I will admit this, Mace. They need some luck in the second half of the season when it comes to a few things. Number one, I'm a little nervous that LeBron and AD have played in almost every game. If you go back over the last 4 years, LeBron and AD have both missed several games due to injuries.
Right.
So if you're somebody who believes in analytics, you would say maybe there's some injuries coming.
Sure.
And if they go down, then we can't win.
It's a train wreck.
But
yeah.
I would also say that D'Angelo Russell and Austin Reeves should be the starting backcourt.
I agree with you.
If they continue to start those two in the backcourt, playing with LeBron and AD, I think the fifth guy can be Taurean, can be Rui, can be Vanderbilt. I think that team can compete.
February 8th, D'Angelo Russell will be changing uniforms.
If he does.
He is likely to be shipped out.
If he does, it would depend on who we get back, much like last year.
Sure.
When they sent out Westbrook.
So I wanted to get to this. Every week, The Athletic does power rankings in the NBA.
Okay.
And I want you guys, Zach Harper does this, who's really, really good.
Let me see how many I can, or how close I can get.
He's got six teams as the contenders.
All right, Boston.
Boston is number one.
I'm still, even though they're not in the top two spot, I'm saying Denver.
Denver, he's got at number four.
Okay. I'm going to go Minnesota. I think they're one of the six.
And number two?
I'm going to go Milwaukee.
At number five.
Michael, Philadelphia, you think they're there?
Yep.
Philly.
They are listed on tier two, the brink of contention.
How about Miami?
That's the first one I missed. I like that, Pepe. Miami?
Miami is down the list here, guys.
They're OKC or the Clippers.
They're underestimating. Yeah, I'll put the Clippers in there.
The Clippers, they've got at number six. And
Are we missing any of the top six?
Number two, I think somebody said.
OKC,
yeah.
Okay, so, Mace, let's look at those teams that he's got as contenders.
Right.
OKC, Lakers have beat them twice. Clippers, Lakers have beat them twice. The Lakers are built to be in a seven-game series and be competitive. I don't know if they can win it, but there isn't a team in the West that scares me other than Denver.
Yeah, because Denver Rob has better make a trade. The same players that
I think he will, don't you?
I mean, he has to.
He has every year.
If he has interest in winning a championship, they must make a trade.
But by the way, he has every year.
What number do you think the Lakers are at here?
I would guess they're right in the middle. I think they're probably 15.
20s.
Number 18. Okay. Looking to make the play-in, tier 5.
Yeah, they. I'm hoping they avoid the play-in, but I don't know if they will.
It doesn't look like it. Unless Rob needs to pull a rabbit out of his hat right now.
All right. Well, we've reached that. We've got a hard out today, as they say.
Oh, yeah,
in the
that's
business.
Right.
And so we've reached the point of the show where we have to hand it over to Pepe Montilla's potpourri of lies. Pepe, is this potpourri today? It's like all over. These questions could be about anything, right?
What is the definition of potpourri?
It could be anything.
It means anything, yeah.
Okay, all right, so that's coming up next.
All right, Pepe Mantilla. Potpourri of Lies coming up next.
You're going to regret this.
Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time, and it is Pepe Mantilla's potpourri of lies. Pepe, what do you got going there?
Well, the envelope is sealed.
Oh, yeah, I sealed
hermetically
the envelope.
Hermetically sealed envelope, as always.
We're going to see what we have here, hopefully.
He's actually physically opening up an envelope.
Very good. I'm glad you put it in there.
He takes this very seriously.
Yep.
Very seriously.
El Carnaco.
Okay, here we go.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Pay attention.
By the way, six players. Here we go.
Ten questions.
Okay.
Who was the first actress to play Catwoman in a Batman movie?
A movie. Okay.
A movie. Gotcha.
Julie Newmar, Eartha Kitt, or Lee Merriweather?
Okay, Brian, Julie Newmar, Eartha Kitt, or Lee Merriweather?
Let's go Julie.
Julie Newmar is Brian. Greg?
Sure, Julie Newmar.
Laura?
Whatever the last one was.
Lee Merriweather.
Okay, that one.
Okay, Mace?
I think Lee Merriweather did the TV series and Julie Newmar did the first movie.
I think it's the opposite. Mm. I think Lee Merriweather did the movie and Julie Newmar did. Okay. I'm going Lee Merriweather. Michael?
Lee.
It is Lee.
Ah. Okay, so me, Michael, and Laura got it.
Yay.
All right, Pepe, number two.
Who was the first woman to swing across the English Channel? Gertrude Ederle, Samantha Drews, or Margaret Duncan?
Oh, I know this one.
Greg?
The second one.
Who was the second one, Pepe?
Samantha.
Yeah.
Okay, Mace, who is it? Oh, I'm sorry, Laura, you go next.
I'll go with Greg, Samantha.
It is Samantha.
I have no idea, so I'll stick with the crowd. Samantha, Michael.
Who's the first name?
Gertrude, Samantha, or Margaret?
Gertrude.
Brian?
Let's go Gertrude.
Who is it? It is Gertrude.
Oh, yeah. Michael has the lead.
By the way, I had no idea.
That's how I got to the States. I know about swimming.
I think this question, Laura, should be the last one. Okay.
All right, because she was supposed to be the first one, but I'll move her up one. Okay.
Who's dubbed as the pop chameleon? Boy George, Miles Cyrus, or Dua Lipa?
Say that again.
The pop chameleon?
The pop chameleon. Boy George, Miley Cyrus, or Dua Lipa?
Mace.
Boy George?
I'll go Dua Lipa. Michael.
Boy.
Boy George. Brian.
Is it Miley Cyrus?
Okay. Greg.
Dua Lipa.
Laura.
I don't know why you left me last, but I'm going to go with Miley Cyrus.
It is Miley Cyrus.
Okay. Who else said Miley besides Laura?
I did too.
Okay. Brian got it too.
You want to complain?
I know. I'm complaining with my face.
I'll complain.
I'm face complaining.
Brian,
I'm not vocally
Laura
complaining.
And Michael are tied at two. I have one. Greg and Mace, Bupkis.
Damn.
Okay.
Here we go.
Who wrote the song? You all know this song, okay? Who wrote the song? Who wrote the song? Stand By Me. B.B. King, Benny King, or Wilson Pickett?
B.B. King, Benny King.
Hmm. Or Wilson Pickett?
This one is Laura.
I'm going to go with B.B. King, but I think
okay,
I'm wrong.
Mace.
I'm going to go Benny King.
I'm also going to go Benny King. Michael.
Pickett.
Wilson Pickett. Brian.
Benny King.
Greg.
Wilson Pickett.
Benny King.
All Benny right. King.
Mace, me and you?
Michael.
Yep.
Shane.
Okay.
Yeah, I got that one as well.
Oh, you Brian. Should know that
All right,
one,
so Brian,
I
you
know,
known that. You, Brian, you have the lead. You have three.
Let's go, baby.
Laura 2, John 2, Michael 2, Mace 1.
Here I come.
Greg, wake up.
No, I'm good.
What, you don't like Potpourri of Lies?
Nah, it's pretty bad today.
What?
Complaint!
Minus two! One. Oh, you said minus two?
Minus two!
Minus two!
I want all the minuses.
Wow.
Pepe, what's
okay,
next?
I'm angry today.
What was Benny King middle name? Earl, Edmund, or Elliot?
All right, this is a complete guess. I'm going to go Edmund. Michael.
Elliot.
Brian.
Earl.
Greg.
One of the third one.
What's the third one, Pepe?
Elliot.
Laura.
I'm going with Earl.
Mace.
Also going with Earl.
It is Earl.
Earl. Yeah, all right, so Laura got
Same
it.
Same on you, Michael.
Mace got it. Who else?
I got that one as well.
Brian got the Brian's got
Brian's
the lead
got the
now.
Lead. Was that
okay.
the third one?
Okay.
If fiber, it was the third one, I got it.
Wait, was that the third one? Was Earl the third one?
The third one was Elliot.
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. Nice try, Greg.
Okay.
Yeah,
this is,
you're at minus
you're still
two.
Still
anyway.
At minus two.
Especially.
Minus five.
Especially.
Damn.
For,
minus
hey.
Five. Okay. Happy to give it to you.
Especially for you, Michael Thompson.
All right.
Who wrote the novel All Quiet on the Western Front?
Oh, jeez.
Ernest Hemingway, Eric Marie Remarque, or John Peyton Fodden?
Michael, which one is it?
Peyton.
Brian.
Let's go Hemingway.
Greg.
Hemingway.
Laura.
I'm going with Michael Payton.
Mace.
Aaron, what's that? Aaron Marac?
Eric Maria Remarque.
That's where I'm going, Remarque.
I'm going with Mace. Eric Maria Remarque. Where is it?
It is Remarque.
Yeah, it is. Okay, yeah.
By the way, Michael, you
All
saw
right.
that movie
oh,
last
I love the
year.
Movie.
It's
love
based
movie.
On a book.
Yeah.
It's based on a book.
Well, I wait for the movies.
All right, here's the update. Brian, 4. Laura, 3. Mace, 3. Yes. Ireland 3, Michael 2, Greg minus 5.
Am I out of it yet?
Okay. Pay attention to this one.
Okay, paying attention.
Where was Charlize Theron born? Benoni, South Africa, Johannesburg, South Africa, or Pretoria, South Africa.
I was all excited because I knew she was born in South
Africa.
Yeah,
me too. I was like, oh, South
yeah,
Africa.
I was like, oh, that was easy, but then.
All right, this one is Greg.
The first one.
What's the first one?
Benoni.
Okay, Laura.
I'm going to go, sorry, I'm going to go with B. I don't know what B, the second one.
Johannesburg.
Okay, that.
Mace.
Pretario.
Pretoria.
Yeah.
I'm also going Pretoria. Michael.
Pretoria.
Brian.
Johannesburg.
What is it?
It is Benoni.
Oh!
Laura got it, right?
Laura got it. Everybody else missed it, yeah.
But that ties
the second one.
I went the second one. Whatever the second one.
Nobody.
Oh, she went, yeah, nobody, so yeah. Everybody right, struck out.
How
there.
Many are left?
Three.
Three,
all right.
Okay.
All right, Brian, you got to go first. Greg, you're out.
You're out, Greg.
Okay.
Okay, another one of your favorites, and I bet that you won. Maybe you'll guess. Who wrote the novel The Unbearable Lightness of Being? Have you heard of that?
No.
Okay. Michael has not heard of that. I can promise you.
Ivan Klima, Milan Kundera, or N.K. Jemisin?
Brian.
Jemisin.
Laura.
Sure, Jemisin.
Mace.
It's that middle one.
Ivan Klima, Milan Kundera.
Milan.
I also think it's Melandra. Michael?
I'll go with the whiskey, Jemisin.
Jameson? Well, you're wrong. It's Milan Kundera.
Me and you, right? Okay, so now this gets really good.
Now we're tight.
All right. Brian, 4. Mason, 4. Ireland, 4. Laura, 3. Michael, 2. And you got 2 left, right? Okay, here we go.
This is easy. Where was Tom Seaver born? Calistoga, California, Stockton, California, or Fresno, California?
Let's go Mace.
Stockton.
I'm going to say Fresno. Michael.
Calistoga.
Brian.
I'm also going to go Stockton.
Laura.
I'm going to go Fresno.
This is big.
Pepe.
Brian.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're Stockton. In. Everybody's guessed.
It's Fresno.
Oh,
okay.
I
so that's me
that
and
point.
Laura,
yeah.
Right? Okay, Pepe, this is the last one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have the lead. I have to go first. Ireland 5, Mason 4, Laura 4, Brian 4, Michael, you're out.
Michael. Okay. Oh, my God. More
all right, here we
next
go.
Time. What was the name of the supergroup consisting of Bob Dylan, George Harrison, Jeff Lynne, Roy Orbison, and Tom Petty, formed in April of 1988? The Traveling Rockets, the Traveling Wilburys, or the Traveling Masters?
This is right in John Ireland's wheelhouse.
I'm going Traveling Wilburys. Brian?
I got to go different. I'll go Masters, Traveling Masters.
Laura?
I have to go different too, right?
Yeah.
So whatever they haven't chosen, I would choose.
The traveling Mace. Blah, blah, blahs. It's Wilburys. Yeah.
Is it Wilburys?
Yeah.
Victory, and I caught you, Mace.
Damn.
Just in time to pass you tomorrow.
Okay, the tiebreaker.
Let's do the tiebreaker.
We've got 1 minute. No, 2 minutes.
How
two
many
minutes
children
left.
Did Genghis Khan have?
Did who have?
Genghis Khan.
Who?
Genghis Khan.
Genghis Khan.
Oh, yeah, okay. Genghis Khan.
Yankees Khan.
He was prolific.
Genghis Khan.
Oh, Genghis Khan.
I say Chet.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Off the rails
how many,
right now.
How many kids?
Going,
how many
right, kids? Everybody write down a number. I'll go first.
Write down a number.
I'm gonna go. Okay, I wrote down a number. Everybody write a number down?
Yeah. I have it on my laptop.
All right, Brian, what are you going with?
11.
Greg.
17.
That's exactly what I wrote. So you and I are tied. Laura?
I wrote 9.
Okay. Mace?
18.
Michael has 12.
You guys, he got 1,000 kids.
1,000 kids?
That guy, he picked 18. That was smart.
He was the Nick Cannon of his day.
Seriously?
Yeah. It's
some of them are adopted, I hope.
No. He just went around.
Yeah.
Like planting his seed wherever he wanted.
He went forth and multiplied.
You know, they said that there are up to maybe 3,000 people that have somehow been related to this.
Forget Johnny Appleseed. It's Gunga's
all right.
Seed.
Yeah. All right. Mace, you're going tonight. Yep. Predict what will happen. The Lakers will play Dallas twice this year. This is the final meeting between these two teams. Dallas won each of the first two games. What happens tonight?
Lakers win. I like them.
Pick a score.
Pick a score. 107-102.
Will you take a selfie in the patio?
Yes, I will take a selfie in the patio.
Pepe,
yes.
Pick a score tonight.
108-105.
Okay.
Lakers. Michael,
Lakers by 7.
I'm going Lakers 128, Mavs 125. Oh, Greg?
Lakers 127, Mavs 132.
Laura?
Lakers 118, Mavs 115.
Brian?
Lakers 130. Mavs, 122.
All right, there you go. So there is your preview for tonight. We're all picking the Lakers. Coming up next for you is Alan Sliwa with the pre as we get ready for Lakers Mavericks on 710 ESPN.